watching the show should be calling in. Call into the show. 1-800-WEIRDOS. 1-800-WEIRDOS. Call now. 1-800-WEIRDOS. That doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? 1-800-WEIRDOS. 1-800-WEIRDOS. Weirdos.com. TV. Please Skype Weirdos 999 to be on the show anytime. Skype us at Weirdos 999. Weirdos 999 Skype. And Skype into the show, Weirdos 999. That's right. You can Skype into the show. Right now. Skype into the show. Right now. Right now. Skype into the show right now. Weirdos 999.
Finally, I got my own computer. I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Where do you go to be understood? I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
Your thing is very interesting to me because even though you've got it sort of placed in this colorful, interesting box that people can look at, what it's really about, my understanding, is a moment in time where someone can release some energy and say something to you that they might not ordinarily say.
Yes.
Is that what your experience is?
I'm always waiting for them to say something that I didn't expect, and then that teaches me everything I need to know. I'm waiting for the input from others. I used to say, God speaks to me through other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
something. Do you ever have any fear? Are you ever concerned about something someone is saying?
No. They're words, and I think all words are very interesting, even if they're not pleasant or complimentary.
Yeah.
And I do get
a lot.
I now see that sorrow, being the supreme emotion of which man is capable, is at once the type and test of all great art. When the artist is always looking for the mode of existence in which soul and body are one and indivisible, in which the outward is the expressive of the inward, in which form reveals, of such modes of existence there are not a few. Youth in the arts, preoccupied with youth, may serve as a model for us at one moment. At another, we may like to think that in its subtlety and sensitiveness of impression, its suggestion of a spirit dwelling in external things and making its raiment of earth and air, of mist and city alike, and in its morbid sympathy of its moods and tones and colors, modern landscape art is realizing for us pictorially what was realized in such plastic perfection by the Greeks. Music in which all subject is absorbed in expression and cannot be separated from it is a complex example, and a flower or a child a simple example of what I mean. But sorrow is the ultimate type both in life and art. Behind joy and laughter there may be a temperament coarse, hard, and callous, but behind sorrow there is always sorrow. Pain, unlike pleasure, wears no mask. Truth in art is not any correspondence between the essential idea and the accidental existence. It is not the resemblance of shape to shadow, or of the form mirrored in the crystal to the form itself. It is no echo coming from a hollow hill any more than it is a silver well of water in the valley that shows the moon to the moon and Narcissus.
Tell me more about the German passport.
Oh, that was like all this fucking strange voodoo, man. It was just like,
how did it begin?
I found a German passport, and then I threw it in a mailbox, and the guy wrote back, and he got me a German passport. It was just like, I got a German passport.
Where did you find it?
I found a German passport, and I threw it in the mailbox.
But where did you find it?
And German wrote me a letter saying I should get a German passport.
But where did you find the passport in the first place?
I found it in the street. Just in the street. But I didn't even know I was German. But all these people show up. Like, all these, like, it's really bad energy from, like, Holocaust. People who show up, and I also get people from Hollywood show up.
Really?
Like two enemies. And my grandfather was a really bad dirtbag. He wasn't a Holocaust type criminal. He was like a regular criminal. And then he was with organized crime.
Really?
And the Germans didn't like him. He was like a criminal.
I would think the Germans would like that.
No, they actually didn't like him. And they, you know, in Europe they hold grudges for hundreds.
I know, me too. I have that same problem. It's been 1,000 years I've been holding this grudge. I'm not kidding! But I can't let it go. It's too important.
I know what you're saying.
No, the universe was at stake. It wasn't my fault.
I know what you're saying, but it was...
He's a dick. It's not my fault. If he's going to be a dick, then the whole universe...
It's like, it's like where I live is like all organized crime.
Yeah?
Like, he came into the port. He was a crime immigrant. So they come into the port, and then, like, anyone who was a criminal would be hired by organized crime. So this house I live in is really bad, too. Because what happened was, there was an Irishman living in the house.
Uh-huh.
And then what happened was, the whole area, I'm not trying to be rude, but it was all, like, Jewish, and they threw this guy out of the house. And they brought us in, because we were, like, supposed to be high-class Germans.
Oh.
And I still got this kid's books. They keep coming to the house. You know,
oh, you get the Jewish books?
Story of the painting of the fish. The fish. The fish. Ah. You see, once upon a time, there was a guy, just a regular guy. Hi there, I'm a regular guy. That's right, I have a regular hand. Like a regular guy would have a regular hand. And you know, I like fish. That's what I like fish. And I'm hoping I can find an artist who wants to paint me a painting of a fish. Of a fish.
So the man went in search of the right artist to paint him a painting of fish.
And he looked far and wide.
He went all the way down
to Bohemia.
Because all the good artists hang out in Bohemia.
And he found himself an artist who was highly recommended.
I come highly recommended as an artist, and I can paint you the greatest painting of a fish you've ever seen.
Oh, really? I sure would like to see that. Yes, I would.
Well, you will. I, the artist, will paint for you such a fine painting of a fish. The fishiest fish you've ever thought of, that you've ever imagined. You've never fished a painting like this. Even in your wildest imagination, you've never seen a fishy painting just like this.
Well, that sounds mighty good. I sure would like to find that painting.
I promise you, sir, if you will give me a chance, I will paint this painting for you. You won't even have to pay me in advance. You can pay me when I deliver the painting to you. You've got nothing to lose.
That is mighty generous. I guess you're right. I guess I have nothing to lose.
And so the man went off, happy that he had contracted the fishy painting of his dream. And he dreamed a dream about the fishy painting that would be delivered unto him one day. He wondered how long it would take. They hadn't discussed that, but then again, he didn't have to give him any money, so he could go ahead and
browse for other paintings while he was waiting, right? Sure, why not? But before he was going to waste his time with that, he decided to go back and see how the artist was doing.
Hi there.
Well, hello. How are you?
I wanted to check in on you and see how you're doing with my fishy painting.
Well, you know, art is not something you can rush. You know what I mean? A hunky ding. You can't just make art happen on a schedule, you know? You've gotta be patient. You've gotta give me some time. I need more time.
I guess I can give you some more time.
And so the man met with other artists who might be able to paint him some fishy paintings. But none of them seemed to have that same sense of imagination and passion to come up with that fishy painting that he wanted. He went all over Bohemia, and he couldn't find any artists that he thought would give him the fishy painting that he now decided he simply could not live without. He needed that painting. In a feverish fit, he ran back to the artist.
Please, where's the painting? I've gotta have it. I've gotta have it.
Well, I've made a little progress,
said the artist.
I can show you what I've done so far.
Well, sure, anything. I just need that painting. I've got it in my head now. I can't wait to see those fish, swimming around.
the artist took the man aside to where he had a blank canvas,
and he made one stroke upon the canvas. Just a simple line.
Just a simple line. The basic outline of the back of a fish.
That's all? That's all you can do?
Well, I told you. You'll have to give me time, much more time, if you want that great fishy painting that I told you about.
All right. I will come back. I will give you off my year. I will come back in a year. Better have my painting!
I can't promise anything.
Well, I demanded!
Well, you can't make demands on art. I'll do my best.
And so, the man went off and tried to make use of a year's time waiting for that painting to be finished. Traveled all over the world looking for fish or paintings of fish all over the world. Wherever they could be found in museums, all over the great museums of Europe and Asia. Couldn't find anything in the museums, he started going to rural fishing villages and meeting with the fishermen and discussing fish, trying to understand the way the fishermen thought about fish. And he met with ichthyologists and learned about the different kinds of fish, and met the marine biologists at the aquariums, and discovered everything that was known about fish. He needed to know what was possible. He wanted to know everything, so that when that stupid painting was ready, he'd know if it the artist had really achieved the fishy fishdom that he had promised long ago. Time seemed to pass so slowly as he traveled all around the world for that year. His beard grew long and his eyes grew tired, hoping that when he returned from his travels, there would be a painting of a fish waiting for him.
And so the year was up. And he returned to claim his painting.
Give me my painting,
said the man.
Your painting is nearly complete.
Nearly? What do you mean, nearly?
Well, I've worked on it. I've worked on it night and day. And it's nearly finished.
Well, show me what you've got after a year.
You want to see what I've done over this year?
Yes, I I would like to know what you've been doing for this whole year.
And so the artist took out a blank canvas, and he painted that same line, of the back of a fish that he painted a year before. Just a basic outline, nothing special.
That's all? That's all you've been doing this whole year?
Trust me, oh customer. When I finish this painting in 1 week, you shall be thrilled with it. Trust me, oh customer.
Very well,
said the man.
I will return next week, and you'd better be finished or I'll knock your block off.
Don't worry. The painting will be ready as promised. And you shall pay me $1 million for it.
Ha! Huh. I don't believe you could even make a painting. And if you do, I will pay you $1 million for it. But I only say that because I know you'll never, ever have that painting finished at this rate.
And so the man went away for a week. And when he came back, he was good and angry. He sure wasn't gonna put up with any bullshit from this artist.
Aha, said the artist a week later. I am ready for you, sir. Really?
Really?
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked to think that you might be ready, but I am prepared. I have brought $1 million. If you can really come up with a convincing painting of a fish.
Oh, you won't be sorry, sir. And to make matters even more interesting, I will paint it for you right now.
Really?
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 Really? Really? Really? Really? Really? Really? Really? Really? Really? Really?
And so the artist began to paint. And as the man sat there, he saw the artist begin with that same line, same single line he'd been starting with for a year. But before he knew it, the artist had added more color. And it was starting to look like something. Yes, it was a fish. No, it was multiple fish. And he somehow gave it the illusion as if the fish were all moving, swimming at the same time. But how was he doing it with a still image? The man was hypnotized. He couldn't look away. The fish were so blue and the ocean was so blue. And he felt as if he himself were becoming a fish. As if all the fish that he had studied all those years, months, and days, that whole year abroad, all this time waiting here, he was becoming all those fish he had seen. All those fish he had seen swimming, all those fish he had learned the name of. Suddenly they were all there on the painting. He couldn't believe it. He didn't even care about the $1 million. He was just so amazed.
The painting spoke of fish, sang of fish. The fish smelled. He wanted to taste them and swim with them. He couldn't believe it.
Well,
said the man,
that is very impressive.
I hope you to be pleased.
Yes, I must admit, this is the most amazing painting of a fish that I've ever dreamed of. I can't even understand how you created something so magical. After just 1 week ago, you only had the one line.
Let me show you something,
said the artist.
And he led the man to a back room where the man had never been. And somehow the room was much bigger than seemed possible. The studio itself didn't seem to contain the room on the outside for such a large, cavernous closet room in the back. And as he walked in, he could see that this room was no ordinary room. It was more of a gallery, like a museum gallery, with paintings all throughout, on every wall, all the way up to the high, high ceilings, and all over the ceilings. There were more and more paintings. So many paintings. The man had never seen so many paintings all in the same place. And that's when he realized they were all the same. Every painting exactly identical to the painting that the artist had just finished just now, right in front of him. They were all identical paintings of fish.